We're continuing our visit here at Davison County 4-H Achievement Days in Mitchell. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. And I'm joined this time around by Ivory Fenske of the Dakota Kids 4-H Club. This is her first year in 4-H, and last year she was a clover bunch, so she's moving right up the 4-H ladder. Ivory, thanks for visiting with us today. And tell us about some of the projects you have here at Achievement Days.
I made a baby blanket quilt. I made an apron. I made some heat packs. And I made a tank top.
Sounds like you've been quite busy. Tell us about the quilt that you did.
It took a while. We just used scraps from my mom and dad's quilt. And then when we got that done, we went to the pincushion and we picked out a fabric that we wanted for the back, and we picked out the quilt, and the next day it was done.
And how long did it take you to put the quilt kit together?
We just did like little pieces here and there, so altogether it took probably, I don't know, quite a while.
And how about the heat pack? How do you make those?
So we got a piece of fabric, and we took one big one, and we folded it over, and we sewed all the way around, and we left a little bit open. And then we flipped it inside out so you couldn't see the seam. We put the rice and lavender in it, and then we sewed it closed.
And how does that heat pack work?
You can either have it hot or cold. If you want it hot, you can just like put it in the microwave. If you want it cold, you just put it in the freezer for a while.
Where did you learn about that project, Ivory?
Pinterest.
You've done also a couple of tank tops. Did you sew them yourself?
No, we used a t-shirt that was too big, and then we kind of cut it to my size and tied it in the front and tied the back.
Well, that sounds like a good use of recycling or repurposing something.
Yep.
You've also been involved in 4-H Special Foods. Tell us about what you did this year.
This year I made scones, chocolate chip scones.
So what's involved in the Special Foods project? I understand you have to prepare everything all at once.
Yes, you have 90 minutes to prepare it. The judges will come over and like ask you nutrition facts and how much of fruit or vegetables or protein are in your meal that you're making. And then they'll ask you like, what are you doing now and what is this ingredient for?
It sounds like it's pretty complicated. It's more than just preparing it, correct?
Yeah.
And how did you do with your special foods?
I got a purple ribbon, so the best that you can get.
Does that mean you get a chance to go to the state fair?
Yes.
Now, I understand you're also involved with a lot of community projects with your club, Dakota Kids. Tell us about some of those.
Well, we do a new community project every month. In December, we do like Christmas wrapping, and we do trunk or treat, and we help serve out Love Feast, and we go to Life Quest, and yeah, we just kind of find stuff. We planted flowers for DaVita.
And tell me, which one of those activities is your favorite?
Probably the Christmas wrapping.
Ivory, you've been, again, your first year 4-H member as such. Are there any other projects you're thinking about trying in the future?
I think I'm going to keep sewing, and I want to do like a big, cool painting next year.
Ivory, if someone were to ask you about your 4-H experience, in other words, why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
Achievement Days in the State Fair is really fun, and you get to do a lot of cool community projects.
Ivory Fenske of the Dakota Kids 4-H Club, thank you for visiting with us here at Davison County 4-H Achievement Days, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
And again, that's Ivory Fenske here at Davison County 4-H Achievement Days. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.